Do you have a hummingbird at your house? This is Dr. Herbert Alabarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, at the Absolute Monastery, with the Absolute Philosopher. Do you have a hummingbird at your house? Well, everybody has a hummingbird at their house. Everybody has something that attracts their attention from what they're looking at to something else. And some people look at the little critter and call it a mosquito, or a fly, or a bee, or a buzzard, or a blue jay, or whatever they want to call it. They call it anything. Well, I personally like to think that when I am surrounded by various named beings, that they're all hummingbirds. Because to me, hummingbirds are very gentle, loving creatures. They're always after honey. They're always after the sweetness of life. They're always looking for wherever they can find the sweetness. And in my life, I personally am always looking for where I can find the sweetness. And I'm always looking for wherever I can find beings that are sweet and gentle and loving and caring. So I love to be surrounded by hummingbirds. And it doesn't really matter to you mundane, ordinary people that I have my hummingbirds in my heart and in my head, because they're always there. Every time I feel like having company, I just listen within, and there are my hummingbirds. And they're humming around in my heart and in my mind, and they're saying, "Hi, Herb, how are you today? Herb, it's wonderful to be with you. Herb, there's no other place that we'd rather be than with you. And you have such a wonderful house. Your brain is such a wonderful brain. It's a brain that is just so enjoyable to be in. And we like to buzz around in your brain." And I say, "Well, my goodness, you guys are something special. You are both invisible, and you are both able to walk through walls and walk through brains and fly here and there and do all these things." Well, now, you say, "Well, isn't that just being a little facetious?" No. Mm-mm. All the time, I'm walking along the path, and I'm thinking, I am what? I am what? I am
ideal,
spirit, mind, and body. So, I am singing. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. Herb, why did you ask us if you already knew the answer? I just was asking you. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. Well, now, my ideal spirit has a hummingbird that represents my ideal spirit. My ideal body has a hummingbird that represents my ideal body. My ideal mind has a hummingbird that represents the universal ideal mind. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, as I'm walking along the path, I don't have to say anything. My hummingbirds in my head are singing to me about how wonderful it is to be with me. How much they enjoy my company, because I keep my thoughts always pure and beautiful. I keep my attitudes always pure and beautiful. I keep my body always pure and beautiful. I always smell like a rose. I don't even smell like a rose. I smell just fresh, fresh and clean. Like Rex used to smell all the time when he'd get out of anywhere. He would just run along, and he'd come back from a run, and then you'd smell him, and he'd smell like just the most fresh, beautiful breath of air that you could ever want in your life. Well, this is what the hummingbirds do with me. As I listen and smell and feel and sense the hummingbirds in my consciousness, in my inner beingness, I feel bliss. I feel at peace. I feel at one. I feel a great joy. Now, you say, "Well, you're making that up." Huh? Why? Why would I make up something so beautiful? Why wouldn't I just let it happen? What happens when you look at a beautiful sunset? Do you leave that sunset there in the sky? No, you take it right inside of your heart. You take it right inside of your eyes, right inside of your mind, right inside of your being. And you embrace that sunset, and you cuddle with that sunset, and you slide up and down the beautiful rays of the sunset. And you just have the time of your life and say, "Ooh, this is fun, this is wonderful." And you are that sunset. And when you get up in the morning, if you ever get up that early, if you get up early in the morning and the sun has not yet risen, and you look at the sky as it gets light little by little, and then you look off to the eastern sky, and you see the light getting ready to jump over the top of the mountain. It's getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, and whoosh! It flies over the top of the mountain, sending out all of its millions and zillions and trillions of rays, of arms, of light beams. It has a billion eyes looking out upon the earth. And it's not the sun doing that. That's me. I'm right inside that sun. That sun's inside of me. We're looking out at the earth. And you know, from that vantage point, it's kind of pretty. You guys had it. You thought you were so smart. Going up by Julian and having the view look out. Well, you were standing on the ground. I was up in the heavens in the sun, looking down from the sun. Why don't you try it sometime? Try it some morning when you wake up and you see the sun is just getting up, even if it's already up. Just say, "Hey, sun, can I come join you?" And the sun will say, "Come on, I'm yours." And instantly, you're in the sun. You don't have to take a jet airplane to get there any other way. You're just there. Now, what do you see when you get there? Are you warm or cold? No. That's not the point. You are light. You're the light of the universe. And you're looking out. And then, you know, as the sun, you not only look forward and backward and up and down and around, you look everywhere. And you're not only looking at the blue planet here of Earth. You're looking at the stars. You're looking at the galaxies of outer space. You're looking at the Andromeda galaxy. Great, glorious galaxy. Fantastic in beauty and charm. Greater than the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is our galaxy. And it's kind of tiny. And so here you are up in the sun looking around us at the Milky Way. And the Milky Way has as its queen what? Our sun. Our sun is the cheese, the big wheel, the queen of the Milky Way. And what's our sun doing? Just having a ball. Our sun is dancing in the sky with all the other stars and never bumping into them. Always doing the pirouette, always doing the rise and the fall and the dance and the lean and the fall. And it's just having the greatest of wonderful times. But you see, this is what goes on. From entering into the awareness of a hummingbird and having the hummingbird be within me and be the sparkle and joy of my own inner self, to joining with the sunbeams that the morning sun bursts out, or the quietness of the moon. Have you ever watched the moon come up? And have you ever walked, like tonight now, the moon should be about a third of the way in the sky by the time it's dark. And what's going on when it's a third of the way in the sky? It brightens everything. You could walk as clear as day. You feel at first it's a little dark when you come out of the light of the house, but you stand there a moment, and pretty soon the moon beams, you say, "Wow, I could write a book out here. I could read a book. I could do most anything." And you can. But you don't, because you say, "Hey, this is too exciting." Having moonlight is a whole different perspective to the world than having sunlight or starlight or flashlight. You know, all different perspectives of looking at the world, and they're all beautiful. But nothing can compare with the song and the delight of the hummingbirds as they fly in and out of my being, sharing with me in my inner self who I am, who I always will be, and who I will be forever. And I invite you to join me in this adventure, because it has no script. It has only a continuous feeling of the great and glorious Om. and it sings that om into my heart and soul and says, om. Thank you, hummingbirds. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.